Commentator Bob Morris says he knows many gay men who, like himself, are attracted to the idea of parenthood, but he also knows that making the proper adjustments to their hip urban lifestyle might not be so easy.
I hear that 40 is the new 30, but for the gay men I know in Manhattan, 40 is the new 20. Without families to raise or pressure to get married at all, we inhabit a kind of MTV of the mind where everyone's thin, cute, ironic, and opinionated, and where going out dancing at 1 a.m. is as normal as getting up to change a diaper. Hey, what's so great about responsibility anyway? Had I known in advance that a really cool friend of mine was giving a big party on a recent Friday, I would never have invited my little niece and nephew to spend the night. I rationalized downgrading their sleepover to dinner only by telling my brother that they seemed a little scared to stay in my apartment. So, you found something better to do, my brother said. Busted for being a child at 43. Well, there's nothing like a little guilt to fire you up. Suddenly, I wasn't just making those kids dinner, I was making them a dinner party, I decided. And not just a dinner party, but a dinner party with a theme. A white dinner party. It wasn't an entirely original idea. For years, there have been white parties all over the world for roving flocks of gay men known as circuit queens. White parties, like black parties, are Dionysian weekends centered around a big night when you have to dress in white to be admitted into a festive white disco wonderland where almost everybody's good-looking and, well, white. A Martha Stewart meets Studio 54 on ecstasy kind of thing. All afternoon, instead of working, I kept adding to a list. White candles, macaroni and white cheddar cheese, cauliflower, vanilla ice cream, mini marshmallows, whipped cream, white bread, fluff, white chocolate chips. By 5 o'clock, I was in a very compulsive personal space. I went out and picked up white tulips. Then I picked up the kids, who were in white, as I had requested. After filling up a supermarket cart with everything white that they could find, I took them home and put on the Beatles' White Album. I had them make white place cards while I cooked in a white lab coat. I knew our dinner was a success because the kids ate everything, even their cauliflower. It was, after all, cauliflower with a purpose beyond being a vegetable. When their parents came, I gave them white goodie bags, said goodnight, scraped the mini marshmallows off my floor, changed into black, and headed off to the party. It was on White Street, of all things, in Tribeca, and it was a total scene. But something felt flat about it, and I wandered around strangely detached. I had traded a sleepover with my only niece and nephew for this? If guilt, as Freud wrote, is how the superego expresses a need for punishment, it was definitely ruining this party for me. I stayed a few minutes, and then excused myself by telling a little white lie to the host and departed feeling empty, alone, and superficial. I had always thought that the retired party animals who swear that raising children is more rewarding than socializing were just trying to talk themselves into something. But here it was in front of me, the emptiness of my own very full social life, yawning at me with mocking aggression. When I got home to my ominously silent apartment, I was sadder, wiser, and slightly more adult too, I guess. But when your life's as juvenile as mine, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Bob Morris is a regular contributor to the New York Times.